Reloved Radio, a podcast sharing inspirational stories about pre-loved fashion.
Have you ever wondered why it's so hard to stop buying? Well, you're not alone. With the rise of fast fashion, shopping has become more than just a pastime. It's ingrained in our culture and often tied to our sense of identity. In today's consumer-driven society, what we wear often serves as a reflection of who we are or who we aspire to be. Fast fashion feeds into this narrative by offering a seemingly endless array of trendy, affordable clothing options that promise to keep us stylish and up to date with the latest looks. And as a result, shopping's gone beyond its utilitarian purpose and it's become a means of self-expression, social validation, and even self-definition. However, this cultural shift towards fast fashion comes at a significant cost, both to the planet and to us as individuals. Fast fashion wreaks havoc on the environment through its reliance on cheap, non-sustainable materials and production practices, and it perpetuates a cycle of exploitation and injustice for the workers who produce these garments. It also takes a toll on our wealth and health. From the financial strain of keeping up with trends and microtrends to the detrimental effects of cheaply made clothing on our bodies, the true cost of fast fashion is much greater than what you see on the price tag. Yet despite these challenges, women wield immense spending power in the fashion industry. So how can we change our habits? Where do we start? And what will these habit changes mean? In this three-part series on women, fashion and consumerism, Viv Oldham, Charlie Smith, Jacinta Ebsworth, Hazel Law and I examine the reasons behind why we buy, what we're really buying, and explore exactly how to go about making conscious choices that align with our values and priorities.
She just looked so incredible and so comfortable and happy. And I went, whoa, that's it. That's it. And it wasn't that I wanted the coat. I wanted her energy and I wanted to have that level of confidence.
Women have been trained by culture to be desirable rather than to learn what it is they desire. And so when you see someone who really is in touch with what they desire, especially a woman, and then they're dressing to express that, it's so enigmatic and captivating and interesting because suddenly it's dressing for themselves rather than dressing for another.
People are such a vital component of fashion. Like without people, fashion, style, trend, none of that matters. None of that actually, like it doesn't have an impact unless we buy into that. Without people, fashion is nothing.
We're conditioned to think we can buy the feeling. And like you can't buy the feeling. The skill is to sit with what's missing, what's the void I'm trying to fill, rather than thinking I can buy this and not ultimately feel happier, sexier, whatever.
I'm only wearing stuff that feels really good. And when I'm wearing stuff that feels really good, it has something and an impact on the life force and the energy of how I am in the world and how I relate with the world.
Honestly, yeah. I think we need to treat our wardrobe like we're going on a date with it.
I've just been wearing clothes that fit for almost a year and it's been such an incredible experience. This is the power of not buying stuff.
And I think, it all comes back to that pre-programming from social media and those external influences that have made us believe that new is better.
Yeah, no one's talking about men shopping. Like there's a reason it was designed for us to spend and just constantly seek feeling better because that's the conditioning.
I know this in more of a tending my own garden, which so you've missed could be a metaphor for many things.
We've had a lot of those kind of moments where we've gone, is that for the podcast or is that for a therapist? Not sure.
But, you know, coming back to tending just your small part of life and what's within your sphere of control, like I could just pause and I could think about what I'm trying to feel by purchasing this as the absolute first piece and with compassion, because if there's no compassion, if it's suppressing the urge to purchase, that suppression is going to come back and bite you.
This three-part special starts on May 27th. make sure you're subscribed to Reloved Radio wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss it.